Jack had been with us for two years, and you know, we're just talking about moving things forward, and he stepped away, and you know, Richie's somebody who, you know, I know over the last number of years, and had felt maybe discussed possibly bringing him involved last year, but he's involved now this year. He's a PE teacher there in Quill Island, so he'll have a summer's free. From that point of view, it'll be a big bonus to have him, you know. James Galler has been unable to commit, you know, from a goalkeeping point of view. James, who, you know, done an awful lot of good work with the keepers over the last 2 years. You know, he had Paul after 2014, and then very much Mark Anthony last year. It's unfortunate James wasn't able to commit, and we're very grateful for what he gave, but we have Paul Callaghan. You know, he's been a great servant to Donegal, both as a player and been involved as a coach under Brian McIver, so Paul stepped in as well, you know. We very much have to go with a clear focus, very much like, you know, go back to the end of 2010, start 2011, where we look to build over a period of time. It'll see the end of some years. If I was to see out that period, we'd see the end of a lot of players' careers. You know, they definitely, you know, a major part of a number of others. So it was felt that clear focus and a clear vision for a sustained period of time was the best for people concerned. You know, there's nobody's declared yet. You know, there's a few people, they're looking at their bodies. A few of them are getting scans and one thing or another. But no, there's nobody at this stage has said for certain that they're definitely out. You know, I do expect a couple more anyway. You know, but we just said, wee bit of time pass. A lot of people are not that long finished up with their clubs. I know they might have been out of the club championship, but they were tipping about at league football, and they wanted maybe, you know, a 4 or 5 week period of, like, you know, real downtime away from club and county to gather their thoughts and see what's best for them and for Donegal in 2017, you know.